We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is the comedian Ben Larrison. Ben was on the Feather Duster and Sunglasses episode and is back this week with a podcast that I'm sure no one has tried. And that's a podcast hosted by two guys in a cult. The name of the cult is Jimtown. Everyone is named Jim, and they are given a number. On top of that, we pretend like it's their 100th episode, and they're doing a best of podcast, so this is kind of inspired by last week's episode. So it's the best of the weirdest moments for this Jimtown podcast. We had a ton of fun recording this episode, and I think you could hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jimtown Podcast.
I'm a Jim, you're a Jim, and we are all Jims together. Even if you used to be a girl and your name was Heather. Reach for the sky, what did you find? It was the answers to your deepest secrets. What did you find? It was shame, and guess what? You get to keep it. Jimmy Jim, Jimmy Jimmy Jim, and a Jim and Jim.
Hey, Jims and Jims out there, welcome to Inside Jimtown, the only podcast by Jimtown for Jimtown about Jimtown. My name, as always, is Jim, and alongside is my partner,
Jim. Hey, some of you guys remember me as Jim 341.
I, of course, am Jim 148.
Yep.
I got here first. I saw the light a little before my friend Jim, but Jim, as always, came around.
Hey, it's not about who gets there first. It's about who becomes Jim.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. We, and guess you guys, I don't know if anyone's been counting, but we've been counting. And we are at 100 episodes.
100 episodes. We get to take a chance to take a look back at some of our just favorite Inside Jimtown moments.
Oh, yeah. This is, I'm going to go ahead and give this all up to 148 over here. It was his idea to go, we're going to go through every moment that we thought was great, and replay it for you guys.
And I appreciate the praise, but honestly, of course, as always, all praise goes to Jim.
All praise to the Jim, Jim One.
Jim.
The one and only Jim.
Yes.
All right, let's go to a moment that we picked out is when we talked about that Wendy's menu.
Now, of course, we all have our cravings. You know, White Castle, of course, known for their cravings.
Mm-hmm.
But I just could not believe what an incredible deal this was. So we hopped in a little car and went to check out for ourselves the new 4-for-$4 meal at Wendy's, of course, famous for being a burger, fries, nuggets, and a soft drink of your choice.
All right, let's go to that. All right, we're at the Wendy's.
We're inside the Wendy's.
Oh, man. Everyone looks so weird.
It's really bright.
I see a guy at the behind the counter. He has a name tag on, and his name is Jim.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a number after it.
Yeah,
I thought that was really weird.
It's pretty surreal. There are a lot of people behind us right now that are looking at us with kind of a weird...
Oh my God, Jim!
What?
They got Coke Zero over
what?
Here. There's Coke Zero.
There's no number before zero. We know there's nothing before zero.
What is this?
No, one is...
I can't get that.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with the Sunkissed.
All right.
Okay, so we're looking at this new menu that we heard about.
All right. Sir? You will give unto me a 4-for-$4.
Please. Okay, you want any dipping sauce for that?
Just ketchup is fine, thank you.
Okay. Hey, I like that you two are dressed alike. That's real funny. Are you guys going to a costume later? A costume later?
I meant
going to a costume party. You guys going to a costume party later or something?
We don't believe in parties nor costumes.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We're dressed normally. This is pure efficiency at work.
My name's Jim.
According to who?
According to my... What?
What do you mean, according to who?
We only believe that you can be named Jim if it is according to Jim.
Yeah.
Wow, that trip was so exciting. I didn't sleep for weeks.
I mostly didn't sleep because of our inevitable punishment.
Yeah, we were sent to solitary confinement.
About 4 weeks. Or it felt like much longer, but... Wow. Yeah, sometimes you have to learn the hard way that you cannot take a car and drive to Wendy's.
No, you can't. That's not part of the gym way.
It's really not.
And meeting another gym and going to a Wendy's. It was not worth it. I did not like that other gym. I did not like that place.
No, I have many regrets.
Yeah. Next up is big moment when we got gym number 612, also known as Escape Gym.
Yeah. Now, this of course is one of the most popular episodes that we ever did. We had an exclusive sit down with the only gym who has ever tried to escape.
And right, we pick up the interview right where he gets super mad at Jim 148, kicks him out of the room. And it's just me. We pick it up right from there.
You know what? You know what?
Settle down.
You can...
148, settle down.
You can go the heck!
Okay, Jim 148, you should just leave.
Go the hell.
Just leave. I'm so sorry about that, Jim 612.
It's okay.
So back onto your story. You made it out into some woods, you said?
Saw some birds, scooped up some dirt.
What were you planning on doing? Are we going to live out there in the woods? Become a jungle gym? We were calling you Jungle Gym back here.
I think ultimately what I had to realize was that I am more than Gym 612. Mm-hmm. I am the sum of...
Literally the ramblings of a madman you guys are listening to right now. Just the ramblings of a madman.
I left my stapler in here.
I'll bring you your stapler.
I need my stapler.
Hey, 148, I'll get you your stapler.
You can come back if you want. It's really okay.
You can go the heck. Give me my stapler.
I'll bring it out, okay? I'll bring it out. Let me finish the interview with Jungle Jim. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like face to face with a serial killer.
It really was. And not too long after that, he was put to death.
Yeah, well, he deserved it. I mean, everyone heard his crazy talk.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you get put to death.
Yep, and you got that stapler back, just so everyone knows.
I did.
You got the stapler out.
I got the stapler back. I only found out later that it is absolutely forbidden to have a stapler. And, of course, spent about 4 weeks in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm. I had to spend one day for even touching it. Next, one of my favorites. We had on our local gym musician.
When Jim 12 is performing, I can't speak for you, I can't speak for anyone, I can only speak for Jim. When Jim 12 plays, I feel as if my whole body is some sort of land of wonder. It just feels like my body is a land of wonder.
That's great. All right, let's go to that interview.
What? What'd you do if you sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on Jim?
I would never do that.
Lend me your Jim and I'll sing you a song. And
but you're already singing.
I will try not to sing out of Jim, yeah. Oh, baby, I'm a little help for my Jim. Oh, I need it, my baby. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Oh, it's so good to be on the podcast with all the gyms. I got the song in me. You know, back when I was in the normal world, and they used to call me Joe Cocker.
You really shouldn't reference the other world,
Jim. I'm Jim 12. Hey, no, baby, I have a little help for my gym. Oh, I need a body, baby. Yeah, oh.
Why do you sound so much like Bill Cosby?
No, Bill Cosby sounds like me. I'm Jill. Bill Cosby stole my bit. I'm Joe Cocker. I had it first. Joe Cocker had this voice way before Bill Cosby.
Well, I think we should bring in a, You know what? There's really only one way to solve this. Could we bring in Jim 732, a.k.a. the man formerly known as Bill Cosby?
Hey, you know what the kids are doing in here? Hey, it's the podcast. The boop, blah, 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 boop. Hey, they think we sound alike. Well, I don't think so. I think you sound very different than me. Ah, if I so do. What's your questions?
Oh, and we all know that neither of those gyms were ever seen again.
No, certainly not.
And they will be missed.
But their music will live on for as long as we live.
And of course, we spent 6 weeks in solitary. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I was so surprised that we got to 100 episodes, because we were only doing one episode every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, really. You know, it's pretty remarkable that we've managed to get to this point. Not just in the podcast, but in our lives.
Let's go into our next favorite moment.
Oh my gosh, this is absolutely one of my favorite moments. Not just that we ever were able to capture in the podcast, but truly one of my favorite Inside Gymtown moments I've ever spent inside of Gymtown. And this was the moment that we saw a star. Now, as we all know, normally the lights that are shined onto our encampment are so bright that you cannot see anything but the light. But one night, just one night, the generator went down and we saw us a star.
Let's cut to that.
Ah!
Oh my
god!
What
the hell is that?
Oh my god!
What is that?
I don't believe in
Jim
anymore.
Why is that there?
I don't believe in Jim anymore.
Has Jim ascended? Did Jim ascend without us?
It's over.
Why would you do this to us, Jim?
The sky is falling.
I don't understand what's happening. Part of me is erect.
Oh,
been a whole 3 years in solitary for that one.
It was a long, long, long time.
Yeah. It was one of my first moments here.
I'm still partially erect.
One of my next favorite moments.
Oh, yes.
I loved talking to Liar Jim, also known as Jim 1000.
Yeah. Jim 1000. Or he calls himself Jim 1000. To be fair, his actual name is Jim 333.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He got me on that lie.
He as he is wont to do.
Let's go to that clip.
Let's go remember that.
Yo, what you talking about, huh? Jim 1000 here.
Jim, there are only 800 of us.
Yeah, Jim 1000, that's me.
Jim, I have a...
Power Jim 1000. You know that song? Power Jim 1000?
I'm sorry.
Du hast Jim. I wrote that song. What's up?
Have you been given permission to write songs?
Oh, I write, yeah. Jim 1 and me are big pals, big friends.
Does he allow you to use improper grammar such as Jim 1 and me instead of Jim 1 and I?
Yeah, he says there's no proper grams for us. We can use whatever. Me and Jim 1, bestest pals. He tells me I can do stuff. I sleep in his bed sometimes. He lets me sleep in his
bed. You have a bed?
Yeah. I got two beds.
Two beds.
Yeah, one for day and one for night.
A day bed and a night bed.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, also, wait, my face is a robot face.
Did the generators just go down? What is that?
What is what?
Ah! What is
that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that that led right into that moment.
Oh, my goodness. And
we
of
never
course,
saw Liar Jim after that.
No, he was made an example of.
Wow.
As we all know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So let me just tell you about this moment.
Okay.
One of my favorite moments that we've ever had in the history of the Inside Gym podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was the moment that we saw a snail fighting a second snail.
Let's cut to the play-by-play.
It's getting on top of it. We might have a pin.
Oh, it's a pin. It's pinned it down.
Oh, it fell down. It fell down. Okay.
Its eyes went into its head.
Oh, my
gross.
God. Oh, whoa.
Weird.
Whoa.
I want to touch it. Can I touch it?
I don't know if you're supposed to. Oh, he's touching it.
Oh,
wow.
Should I eat this?
Oh, my God. The other snail is very, very, very slowly crawling toward you, trying to get at the other snail.
Oh, come at me, snail. I'm part of this fight
you
now.
You know what? Let me just pick up this snail. We'll see if we can have him.
Oh. All
right. Oh, it feels like the seaweed that we sometimes eat because it's what we have to eat.
Oh, yeah.
we had to pretend to be snails for a whole 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In solitary.
I don't know if we actually had to pretend to be snails or if that was more of a decision that you made upon being put in solitary.
I felt like I became part snail after I tasted it. Okay, and then we go on to another fantastic moment.
Just a great, great moment.
Was when we let two other gyms do the podcast because we were in solitary confinement and we wanted somebody else to do it.
It really was. Now, we considered, should this count? Are we really at number 99? Or should we allow the guest host episode to count? But here it is, of course, the Inside Gymtown episode hosted not by Jim and Jim, but by Jim and Jim.
Wow, thank you so much for having us.
It is honestly a blessing to be here.
It is. Hi, I'm Jim 340.
And I am Jim 147.
And we are in charge of the podcast now?
I believe we are. Now,
so that means we could talk about whatever we want to talk about, right?
This was astonishing to me. I had never even seen a podcast.
No, I didn't know that there was a podcast.
Never touched a podcast, never licked a podcast.
So from what I understand is now we could say whatever we want.
Essentially.
Yeah, so here's my thoughts on Jim 1.
Okay.
What a great episode that was.
A really great ep. Yeah. Truly great.
Short but sweet.
It was.
Really satisfying. Well, I think that's all the time that we have.
It appears to be all the time that we have. So, really, Jim,
the sun's going down,
so it must
be time.
It's been an honor to host these 100 episodes with you. And, you know, I'm frankly excited already for 101. Maybe we can talk about the huge ceremony we have tonight and the special meal they got lined up.
You know what? I want to be Jimly. Not frankly, but Jimly. Can't believe you just said that.
So much solitary.
We're not going to be. We have to go to solitary. All right. I'll guess we'll see you guys in about 3 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
All right. On good behavior.
And as always, from inside Gymtown, this is Jim.
This is Jim.
Saying, Jim.
I'm a Jim, you're a Jim, and we are all Jims together. Even if you used to be a girl and your name was Heather. Reach for the sky, what did you find? It was the answers to your deepest secrets. What did you find? It was shame, and guess what? You get to keep it. Jimmy Jim, Jimmy Jimmy Jim, and a Jim and Jim. Jimmy Jim, Jimmy Jimmy Jim, and a Jim, a Jim. I'm gonna push you into a Jim, and a Jim, Jim, a Jim, a Jim, a Jim. Someone help me, I'm being kept here against my will. What are you doing in my room? You don't really belong here. Those are my song notes. You can't look at what's happening.
What a way to end the episode. The darkest thing ever. Anyway, that is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you would like to hear more, check out our website, trythispodcast.com, or you could find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast, or I don't know, wherever you get podcasts, we're there. Last week, I screwed up the dates for the Poster Boy show that I promoted, so let me try this again. Second City Training Center is adding 2 brand new theaters, and my 2-person team, Poster Boys, that's myself and Colin Dahlgren, is a part of that. On Saturday, January 30th, and Saturday, February 6th, at 10:30 p.m. in the brand new Beat Lounge, Poster Boys has their very own show. Now, about that too, I have to miss our first show on January 30th, so the improv group Switch Committee will be taking our slot, So it'll still be an amazing show. Make sure to check that out. But if you want to see Poster Boys, come check out the February 6th show. Still don't have the link to buy tickets. It'll be up online soon. Second City is working with the online retailer that does that, and they have to make new things because it's a new place or whatever. I'll let you guys know. I'll put it up on the website or something. Anyway, that's it. Make sure to join us next week. We'll have on a new comedian, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.